This is episode 209 of Tedodigawa Bookmakers at tedodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Well, let's see what I have been up to when it comes to bookbinding. And as it turns out, I have written nothing. I have, made two books, pictures of which can be seen over at tedodigawabookmakers.podbean.com, episode 209. And the first one is called A Seriously Humorous One. It's a blank notebook with graph paper and kimono-esque cover, purple-white cover, and outdents on the front. So it's sort of tactile, touch the front. Nothing on the back. On the back inside cover, however, I put an envelope, my first envelope, the first attempt at making an envelope in the back so that you can put in notes, paper, whatever, but it's made out of pretty thick cardstock, so it's not very easy to open, so I'm going to have to work on that. It's also got a bookmark. The humorous part is the page numbers are not sequential. The page numbers do not go in the traditional order from one to however many pages this is. It goes randomly. 36 is followed by 31. 78 is followed by 91, and towards the end there's a front page. So that's the humorous part, but seriously, you can use it. It's a blank notebook, as I said. And the other one I made is called Yes Moat Boat, and it is also a 6 in size, and it has a strap to keep it closed and outdents on the front. It does not, however, have an envelope in the back. It is 100 pages with numbers in sequence, so 1 through 100. But it also has, on the left side, pictures of people related to bookbinding, such as Kai Lun, the inventor of paper, Bi Sheng, the inventor of movable type, Gutenberg, the popularizer and utilizer of movable type, Aldus Manutius, the inventor of the comma, and A6 size books, plus some typeface inventors like Nicholas Jensen, Schoeffer, Baskerville, and Gaudemont. So that's what I've been doing in the last 2 days. I've made two books and at the same time cut myself nicely on the middle finger. So the second book, the Yes Moat Boat, has, hidden away behind the book cover, behind the book paper, behind everything, my blood. Okay, and what else was there? You can see a video over at YouTube, TDGB21. You can check that out, and at the same time, check out all the others I have. Thanks for watching about that. Now, let's go to the fiction side. I recall saying not too long ago that I mustn't start a new project before I have finished the old projects. And, of course, I have started a new project, which I said last week, and the new project is now about 15,000 words into it, and it's moving along nicely, and it is sci-fi futuristic war story following Sergeant Major Matt McKenzie as he works his way through the Byzantine world of politics after having his arm shot off and being shot in the leg. So it is first him in war and then him running around with politicians and trying to stop the war. Although some politicians are making more money off the war than if they wouldn't, so it's a conspiracy-laden action sci-fi futuristic war story. And that's going along nicely. However, the others that I should be writing, Jiapan, the Japanese pentology book that follows a Japanese artist around Spain at the time of Cervantes, is not going anywhere. Moving a little bit. I'm writing a little bit. And the other one was Bochan's Bartender, which is moving. It has gotten more. I have added more, and it is doing nicely, and I can see the end. So I think if I sit down and start writing, I could probably finish it in a week or two. But that's the problem. I probably could. Will I or not? That's the other problem. So I have written a little bit on Beauchamp's Bartender. I have reread and am working on Giapan, and I am writing too much on this new novel, this science fiction novel. I think it's semi-productive, but I'm working on all three at the same time. And I'm not going to mention the two other novels that I have that I have one stopped years ago, but I still like it and I still want to finish it. And the other one is, the ending is written. I just have to get to the ending. Anyway, that's five novels, isn't it? One ended a years ago, Giapan, Beauchamp's Bartender, the science fiction one, and the one that's the ending. So that's five novels I haven't finished yet, and two of them belong to a pentology, so they should... Oh, man. Maybe I should do some more writing really quick. Finish all of them. The science fiction one, by the way, just to make it even more complicated, the science fiction war story one goes from war to political intrigue, conspiracy, and back to war again. This time, Mackenzie is, in the final book, Mackenzie is more or less in charge of a lot of stuff. And in the first one, he is just a pawn. So, yeah. So it's a trilogy already planned out in my head and on paper is a trilogy. So I'm hoping to get those finished, all five of them, sometime between now and the end of this century. Wish me luck on that. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. And don't forget to check out the YouTube videos on YouTube. TDGB21 is the latest. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. Enjoy your day.